Duly Noted, a health and care podcast, is the official podcast series of Duly Health and Care. Each podcast features physicians or team members discussing groundbreaking topics and innovations that help listeners reimagine and better understand an extraordinary health and care experience.
Today, we are joined by Dr. Syed Hassan, an esteemed cardiologist, board certified in cardiology, interventional cardiology, and internal medicine. We will be exploring how emotional stress intertwines with heart health and what steps you can take to manage stress effectively for better cardiovascular well-being. Doctor, thank you so much for being on the show today. My first question for you is, can you explain what cardiovascular health is?
Cardiovascular health basically refers to the health and well-being of your heart and blood vessels. So it means that your heart's working efficiently, pumping properly and efficiently, and that your blood vessels are in good condition so that blood can flow freely throughout the body in a normal fashion and deliver, you know, nutrients and oxygen to the various areas of the body.
And following up on that, can you describe what good and poor cardiovascular health generally looks like?
Good cardiovascular health generally means that you're active, that you're able to do most of your daily activities, that you have a normal blood pressure, you're maintaining a healthy weight, that you're exercising regularly, and you have normal cholesterol and glucose and sugar levels. Poor health would be kind of the opposite of that. You're really lacking in physical activity, you have a poor diet, and consequently you have, you know, high blood pressure, elevated cholesterol levels, elevated sugar levels, maybe you smoke. Those would all be signs of poor cardiovascular health, and that would manifest itself in terms of getting tired and short of breath easily. Perhaps you're having chest discomfort. Perhaps you're having swelling in the legs. You can have all kinds of symptoms, irregular heartbeat, you know, feeling dizzy, lightheaded, and so forth.
Gotcha. Well, you know, these days, many people are grappling with anxiety and stress of just living in today's world. So how does emotional stress connect to heart health?
It can have all kinds of effects on your blood pressure and on just your general heart health. Basically, whenever you're stressed, it naturally releases stress hormones in the body like adrenaline and cortisol. And these are often pretty important in regulating heart rate, blood pressure. So in both the near term and the long term, that can kind of raise your blood pressure. It can raise your heart rate. It makes it increases the workload on the heart. And on the chronic, if this is happening chronically, that kind of just overall adds to the workload of the heart in an unhealthy fashion.
Mm. Well, more on that. What physically is occurring in the body under stress and how does that impact the heart? Can you give us some more details?
Sure. So as I said, heart rate and blood pressure can increase. It can also kind of trigger an increased inflammation response in the body. So that kind of adds to the development of atherosclerosis, which would be the hardening and narrowing of arteries that can reduce blood flow both within the heart and throughout the body. It can increase the formation of fatty plaque in the arteries. Stress can also increase the production of clotting factors in the body because it's all part of this flight or fight response. And so it increases your propensity for blood clots and so forth. And, you know, it can have all kinds of effects even on, you know, just normal physiologic functions like sleep. So it can disrupt your sleep pattern. Then you get into this vicious cycle of just even adding even more to this increased hormonal activation.
And what are some warning signs that someone's stress levels might be harming their cardiovascular health?
Some warning signs would be that you're putting on, gaining weight. All of a sudden you're putting on weight. You can have some symptoms of palpitations, like your heart's racing. If you were able to check your blood pressure, you'd find that your blood pressure would be higher. You could feel dizzy or short of breath because your heart's working harder. Those would all be kinds of signs that maybe something is not right.
And can you tell us more about the difference between how acute stress versus chronic stress impacts cardiovascular systems?
It would kind of be a matter of degree. Acute stress, something that's really stressful just in the moment, can really cause a huge surge in those hormones such as adrenaline and cortisol. And so acutely, you'd really feel a surge of your blood pressure rising, heart rate rising, and so forth. That same process could happen chronically, but at a less intense level, but it can be just as impactful because it's happening over a long, prolonged period of time. So you'd have the same release of hormones as a prolonged release, and that would increase your risk over the long term in terms of plaque buildup and blood clotting and heart muscle fatigue.
Well, let's talk about some management. How can effective stress management prevent cardiovascular issues?
Well, any kind of interventions you can do to manage your stress would hopefully help you relax and kind of tap down that propensity for a higher heart rate and higher blood pressure. So whether it's just breathing exercises, whether it's engaging in enjoyable hobbies, whether it's spending time with family and friends, all of those things that would kind of take your mind off of the acute stressor that would relax you would work in terms of tapping down that surge of adrenaline and cortisol, which in turn would help with decreasing your heart rate, your blood pressure. Even something as simple as regular exercise, you'd be using all that extra energy in a productive way, and it would be more beneficial for the vasculature and for the heart.
Well, on that note, are there any other lifestyle changes that mitigate the effects of stress on heart health?
The first one would be eating a healthy diet, you know, not giving in to that stress and kind of binge eating or, you know, eating to deal with the stress and making, you know, healthier choices and avoiding some of the fast foods or the particularly rich or high glucose foods. That's one. Being active socially, not just remotely, but in person with people and interacting with friends and family. That social interaction does wonders in terms of reducing stress. So trying to be a part of any kind of group or club or any kind of activity where you're actually dealing with people, and it's always, it's helpful. Engaging in things that you find pleasurable in terms of hobbies, whether it be, you know, music or sports or, you know, whatever the case may be, those things really work well in terms of mitigating the risk from all this stress that we're all under.
How does stress-induced inflammation play a role in cardiovascular diseases?
Stress-induced inflammation, it's more of a long-term process. And so if you're under a higher amount of chronic stress, that just increases the body's inflammatory response. Again, this kind of flight or fight response that we all have. If you're really under stress, the body's kind of geared up towards that fight or flight type of response, trying to ready you for whatever confrontation that it thinks you're going to go under. And so that increased inflammation accelerates any kind of plaque formation in the vasculature. It also increases the production of clotting factors, which can put you at higher risk for clotting. So that combination of things is the perfect milieu for heart-related complications, whether it be heart attack or stroke.
And to close us out today, Doctor, what would you tell listeners who may feel concerned about how stress is affecting their heart health, and what first steps should they take?
Well, the first thing to remember is that it's not a one-and-done scenario where, you know, you can't undo the harm that may have been done or that you can't change things. You can definitely do things even right away in terms of managing your stress. We kind of alluded to engage in more social interactions, to find things that, you know, you find relaxing and pleasurable, whether it be listening to music or what have you. And then there's clearly things that you can do that will not only help your stress, but will help health-wise immediately in terms of better diet, more physical activity. I think even small steps go a long way in kind of tapping down that kind of inflammatory response and that surge of adrenaline that sometimes you don't even realize we're experiencing.
Well, thank you, doctor, for taking the time to join us today. And thank you for tuning in to Duly Noted, a health and care podcast. We hope today's discussion with Dr. Syed Hassan provided valuable insights into the interplay between stress and heart health. Remember, managing stress effectively is crucial for maintaining a healthy heart. For more information on heart health and stress management strategies, visit dulyhealthandcare.com. Stay tuned for future episodes as we continue to explore extraordinary health and care experiences. And don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with others who might benefit from these insights as well. Thank you for listening.